Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 19 kuNhlangula 2024 ngisithandekile mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje,
makungayenzeka ukuthi inikeze lesi sikhundla sokuphatha ezangekhaya enhlanganweni efana le-Patriotic Alliance, ngibona angazathi abantu baseZimbabwe bazathwala nzima kakhulu.
Ukugcotshwa umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kwele South Africa, abadabuka eZimbabwe bengelaqiniso lokuba bazaphathwa njani ngohulumende womanyano.
Sibuhlungu kakhulu thina abeZimbabwe National Editors Forum. La maya amaqembu asekhiphile umbiko bemkhalela bekhalela le muli yakhe. Njengoba sikhuluma kanje, siyahlanganisa amakhanda ukuthi siyefika ekuwadzana.
Ziyakhala intatheli izindaba kulandela ukubhubha komunye wabo uLucia Sini. Umthethwandaba kamantshi ulahla isicelo samalunga ebandla le-CCC yabotshwe nesonto esokuthi akhululwe. Sonke lezindaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo umsakazo. Umkhokheli webandla le-African National Congress uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa usephinde wagcotshwa njalo ukuba ngumongameli wakwele South Africa emkhosini oqhutshelwe ePitoli namuhla. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithi zikhathazekile ngokungazi ukuthi zizaphathwa njani phansi kukahulumende womanyano ukhokhelwa ngumongameli Ramaphosa. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba esePitoli kwele South Africa.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngomunye wenkokheli zamazwe ebesemkhosini wokugcotshwa kukaRamaphosa emofisini kahulumende e-Union Buildings ePitoli. URamaphosa ukhokhela uhulumende womanyano obunje ngemva kokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kwele South Africa. Ibandla lakhe lehluleke ukuthola amavoti eneleyo obekuza kwenza ukuthi libumbe uhulumende lizimele. Libumbe uhulumende womanyano lele Democratic Alliance, Inkatha Freedom Party kanye le Patriotic Alliance. Uhulumende omutsha lo uselethe imibuzo ukwesaba lokungahlaliseki kuzalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala lokusebenza kwele South Africa. Lobanje abanye bekholwa ukuthi abantu bokuza baza kuphathwa ngcono phansi kukahulumende omanyano. Abanye bathi balovalo ngoba phakathi kwalo umanyano zikhona inkokheli eseziveze kwacaca ukuthi azithakazeleli abantu bokuza. URamaphosa uthembise uZulu ukuba uzabusa ngemfanelo.
Those who seek to stand in our way, those who seek to inflame tensions in our country, will not succeed because South Africans are resolute. Because democracy lives in the hearts of all our people and shall never be dislodged.
Uhulumende wakhe ubeveza kungakenziwa ukhetho ukuba ngabathakazeleli abadabuka eZimbabwe abalamaphepha eZimbabwe exemption permits. Bebefuna ukuthi basuswe kulelo lizwe angaphelelwa isikhathi sokusebenza amaphemithi la. Kodwa lokhu kukhanya sokuvinjwa umthethwandaba we-Constitutional Court. Umgcinihlalo webandla le-Democratic Alliance elingxenye kahulumende womanyano unkosikazi Helen Zille usanda kutshela bezindaba ukuthi akavumelani lokho kusenziwa uhulumende kaRamaphosa.
We believe that the sikholwa ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezaphiwa amazepu kufanele ziphiwe ubuzalwane bakwele South Africa ngoba kudala belapha njalo sebenze okukhulu ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wethu.
Abanye bathi balovalo ngumkhokheli webandla le-Patriotic Alliance uMnumzana Gayton Mackenzie, laye oyingxenye yalomanyano yena ofuna bonke abaselizweni ngongekho emthethweni bakhitshwe ngokuphangisa.
We work with anybody's test that all we want is mabahambe What do you agree with Madahambe?
Sizasebenza laloba ngubani ovumelana lathi ukuthi yabo kuza bonke abangela mvume ukuba kwele South Africa abahambe.
Madahambe and Kenny must be the Home Affairs Minister. Mars Madahambe. Once you don't come with it, don't waste your airtime calling us.
Bakhona njalo abakhathazeke ngenkulumo yomkhokheli webandla le Inkatha Freedom Party, umnumzana vele Nkosini Hlabisa laye oyingxenye yalo umanyano.
The way the foreign nationals are being treated in South Africa.
Siyakhathazeka ngendlela uhulumende aphatha ngayo udaba lwabantu bokuza njengoba besekelwa nje bengena santando elizweni emngceleni evuzayo.
Then they can't ensure that our borders are poor are not porous.
Zonke lezi nkulumo leziphakamiso ezivela uhulumende womanyano sekulethe ukukhathazeka kuzalwane zeZimbabwe. Umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Phoenix Foundation umnumzana Dumisani Leya uthi bamadolo nzima.
Abantu ababuya elizweni laseZimbabwe ngicabanga ukuthi abasoze bebe besaphephile. Makungayenzeka ukuthi inikeze lesi sikhundla sokuphatha ezangekhaya enhlanganweni efana le-Patriotic Alliance, ngibona angazathi abantu baseZimbabwe bazathwala nzima kakhulu.
Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Progressive Foundation umnumzana Lance Mlilo laye uthi besaba uMakenzi.
Wathi akabadingi abantu beZimbabwe, udinga iministry ye-Home Affairs leyamasosha leyamapholisa, okuyiyo ke eyiyo fanele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa izophusha kakhulu abantu beZimbabwe. Sizobona kusenzeka i-mass deportation abantu boku especially abantu beZimbabwe ibona engicabanga ukuthi bathagethe kakhulu.
Kodwa igqwetha lezamalungelo umnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda uthi luhulumende ufanele alalele ukuthiwo unkosikazi Helen Zille udaba lwamaphemithi ezep aphiwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe.
Uma ngibhekile ngibona sengathi nje cha okubalulekile ukuthi uhulumende omusha singamkhuthaza ukuthi abantu bezep kabanikeze ubuhlali ibe indaba ephelile ivaliwe ngoba yilokho okwenziwa naseAngola ngoba uma kungenjalo kuzobuka sengathi umthetho usebenza ngokungafaniyo phakathi kwabantu abakwizi mezifanayo.
Kukhangelelwe ukuthi uMongameli Ramaphosa akhethe amalunga edale labaphathi ntambo okulinyathelo elizacacisa loba abakumanye amazwe bazaphiwa amaphepha okuba selizweni ngokusemthethweni kumbe bazadudulwa. Mele Studio 7 ePretoria kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Ukusenjalo sesilokhe sokudaba oluphathelanelo le South Africa. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala khona le bathakazelele ukwethulwa umthethwandaba izolo e-Constitutional Court olahle isicelo sikahulumende sokuzama ukuguqula isinqumo se-Pretoria High Court esakubeka sobala ukuthi akukho emthethweni ukuvalwa kohlelo lwamaphepha eZimbabwe e-exemption permits. I-Pretoria High Court yethula nyakenye isinqumo lesi ngonhlangula kodwa uhulumende wathi kahambelani laso. Abakunhlanganiso ye-Helen Suzman Foundation abaphikisa okwenziwa nguhulumende owaphanika udaba lolu emthethwandaba bathakazelela ukwethulwe i-Constitutional Court. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lomnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi oyinhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa.
Inkantolo zonke zilokhu eziqhuba nje imeseji eyodwa ukuthi into eyenzakalayo yinto esiphakisa igunya labanye. So ama-rights abantu ababethole ama-permit previously abesencindezelwe. So kuyakhanya mpela ukuthi ne-Constitutional Court ifaka mpela isinqumo esifanayo.
Ye, nxa sokunjalo-ke abadabuka eZimbabwe sokumele benzeni? Uyakhumbula ukuthi kwenziwa isinqumo lesiyana ukuthi kumele kodwa belokhu belungisa amaphepha abo khonapho?
Kufanele kudala vele abantu sibacela sijaba aplayela ama-waiver naye nje uminista nakhona challenge le decision ube uyikuthi uyakuvuma ukuthi uzanika abantu ama-waiver ukuze kuwaive ama-requirements la behluleka ukuwenelisa. Uminista yena into akhala ngayo yokuthi le nto i-temporary ayeke ikwazi ukuhlala ikhubeka lokhu i-temporary. So ngathi kukhuthana nje thizana okusukusenzakala ngenxa yokuthi kusetshenziswa ama-court. Kodwa-ke yena uyakuvuma ukuthi abantu aba-applyela ama-waiver abese banika ama-waiver bese bekwazi uku-applyela ama-mainstream permit ukuze beye ku-mainstream system bangabi ku-temporary system edinga ukuthi njalo nje i-cabinet ihlale phansi.
Ye kodwa abantu bakwenza yini khona ko mkwalansi kuba sebezihlalele nje imelele inkantolo sonke isikhathi
ayi ebhadi ke inhlahlembi sibili abakwenzi abantu abaningi yebo vele bakhona sebekwenza kodwa la manje lokho sisithola umuntu afone ukuze ukuthi kanti mkwalansi sekwavalwa yini uthola ukuthi akula muntu olalelayo masicela sithi aplayelani phela amaweva ngoba bakwenza kube nzima even mase kuyinegotiation ngoba kuyathiwa hayi abantu bakini abafuni uku-applyela ama-documents. So abantu baningi abalokhu bengaka-apply la manje lokhu kuyikuthi uyezwa lo lalowo engikhona ebuza ngathi abajahanga nje bazihlalele.
Lo umnumzana Bongani Maswi Mkhwananzi obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kuhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 eseJohannesburg. Ziyakhala intatheli izindaba ezikunhlanganiso abakunhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labanye abazi intatheli izindaba iStudio 7 uLucy Yasine obhubhe ngomvulo. ULucy obelesifo semvukuzane wake wasebenza eZBC leSABC engakaqhatshwa umsakazo weStudio 7. Umnumzana Njabulo Ncube okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Editors Forum ngomunye abakhala ngokutshona kukaLucy yena owake wasebenzisa igama elithi Mavis Gama.
Sibuhlungu kakhulu thina abeZimbabwe National Editors Forum. La maya amaqembu asekhiphile umbiko bemkhalela bekhalela le muli yase. Njengoba sikhuluma kanje siyahlanganisa amakhanda ukuthi siyefika eGwazana lapha abehlala khona. Simelele ukuthi sizwe ukuthi abantwana ade bengaphandle kwelizwe sebefikile umsebenzi uqhutshwa.
Ye, ngixhasa sikhangela ke uLucy lapha siyakwazi ukuthi silusebenze kakhulu. Njengomuntu wesifazana singathi ke isimo sabo sabesifazana sinjani konapho ke ngamapshane babancane
isimo besihlupha kakhulu ngikhunjuzwa ngompikisha wakhe oyiwo ebengikhuluma ngayo izolo labakhulu bama-journalist ama-editors engiyi-describe ngesikhiwa ngathi this was an iconic picture ipikisha umfanekiso wakhe lwana ebemthatha echaywa ngamapholisa eHarare yiwo umfanekiso onilokhu engihlezi lakola kathi sikhuluma nje kanje ngoba that's an iconic picture ube ngomunye abalutshwana omama abazintatheli zindaba engibaziyo ukuthiwe khona bachaywa ngamapholisa eZimbabwe Republic Police ufakazi ubukhona imfanekiso yakhona ikhona ngiyayibona lokho ihamba iyaphuma ku-social media ube ngumuntu ohlukene labanye omama ngoba ube lesibindi umfanekiso lwana ophumayo ngiyathemba ubonile uyatshengisela isibindi abelaso lokuthakazelela umsebenzi wakhe balutshwana tatheli zindaba ezibomama ebezisenza umsebenzi oyenziwe ngusisi uLucy ngilokuthaba njalo ukuthi ngibonile amaqembu aphikisanayo lawa abepolitics bekhipha ama-statements bekhuluma ngomsebenzi omuhle abewenza.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Njabulo Ncube okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Editors Forum obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Umthethwandaba kamanje eHarare lamhla ulahle isicelo samalunga ebandla le-CCC abotshwe ngesonto esokuthi akhululwe ngoba ihlale esitokisini okwamalanga edlula amabili okungekho emthethweni. Umanje unkosazana Ruth Moyo uthe lokhu akusoqiniso. Omunye wamagqwetha amela ababotshiweyo umnumzana Tinashe Tinofukuthwa utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebecele ukuthi umanje abanikeze izizathu ezilotshwe phansi ngalokhu. Uthi baphinde bakhonona ngendlela abantu laba ababotshwe ngayo ukuhlukuluzwa lokutshaywa kwabo. Uthi bazaqhubeka kusasa ngesicelo sabo sokuthi behlolwe ngodokotela njalo bakhululwe ngemali yesibambiso eyebail. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lomnumzana Ngqobani sithole ingcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho.
There are conflicting judgments entweni enjalo. The constitution ithi yona akumelanga uhlale more than 48 hours esitokisini. That excludes Sunday and holidays. Because Saturday is a court day. It's released from custody, not want to be released from facing our charges. So I want to have another member released, but I proceeded by way of someone. What you are. Justice Mabhika when he says nxa uzakhumbula umsotha wabulala omnye umgqwetha owayesegweru wathi yena i-release umuntu angahlala estokisini more than 48 hours akutsho ukuthi kumele a-release kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi umuntu lo can claim ama-damages of unlawful detention lo leyi ukuthi kumele uclaim ama-damages hayi angihambelani layo nangihambelana leyo ukuthi you have to be released immediately.
Ukubotshwa kwabo kwakusemthethweni yini?
Nxa sesikhangele ukuthi abantu abasemzini e-private home babotshwe njalo ngendlela engibona ngani babotshwe ngayo ku-social media, into esibisele emuva kakhulu. Actually kuyayangisa ukuthi in the 21st century.
Kodwa kwakufanele becele imvumo yini?
Hatshi. Nxa this is a private place dealing with their own internal issues, akongela mvumo efunekalayo. Vele umthetho awutsho khonokho ukuthi kumele kutholakale imvumo.
Inani-ke nxa inani liphezulu.
Regardless of inani, it's about imeeting. Because imeeting singaba ngu-100 sikhuluma ngento e-private about our own thing. It's not, the public does not have access to it. So that's the mischief.
Amagqwetha abo athi bachayiwe abanye babonakala bekhula.
Kufuze bahambe esibhedlela bayebonwa ngudokotela ozanikeza determine lama degrees of injury. After investigation they can sue if they eat. I-challenge esilayo is that eZimbabwe, which is different from South Africa, in South Africa there is an independent body that investigates amapolice. IZimbabwe sebes expect ukuthi amapolice ayiwachayileyo azi-investigate azithole elecala. You can imagine what will come out.
Lo mnumzana Ngqovani Sithole ingcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho obekhuluma le Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Wezidlela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokheli wakwele Russia mnumzana Vladimir Putin uselobalane izivumelwano ezimbalwa. Lo wakhe omunye owe-North Korea uKim Jong-un ezigoqela ezomvikela, ukuthengiselana impahla etshiyeneyo lokunye. Uhlangothi olubona ngelungelo loluntu olwe-United Nations Human Rights Office luthi ele-Israel lephule imithetho yokuhlasela izitha kulandela ukubomba kwalo ezinye izakhiwo eGaza okubulawa abantu abafika amakhulu amabili 200. Luthi ele-Israel lahlasela mahlayana izikolo, izindlu zabantu, umkambo kanye lendawo yezithepheli kusukela nyakenye. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Kweziphathelane leMelika.
Kagandla intinhlangula elemelika lilethefu eleziwa ngokuthi yi-June 10th okulusuku lapho kwamiswa khona ubugqili kuleli lizwe ngomnyaka ka-1865. Kumkhankaso walonyaka okhetho lukamongameli welemelika, bonke uJoe Biden noDonald Trump badinga usekelo lwabansundu ngalolu suku. Intelezindaba ye-VOA Scott Stens usipha lolu daba eliluqoqelwe yimi uDaba Kancube oweStudio 7. Umongameli Joe Biden uphathe umkhosi wokuhlabela kunanzwa ikhefu le-June 10th esikodlweni se-White House.
Ours is not just about the past, it's about our present and our future.
Imbali yethu ayigxilanga endulo kuphela, ikhangela njalo namhla lakusasa. Ikusasa leMelika ngelomuntu wonke, hatshi abalutshwane.
UBiden uthe aphikisana labo kwezombusazwe bazama ukuguqula imbali yelizwe.
Izipho zakudala ezizama ukubisela emuva bavimba inkululeko yenu, besenza kube nzima ukuthi abansundu bevote kumbe ukuthi ivoti yabo ilethe umahluko. Bavimba amathuba, behlasela ukuthiyana kwabantu lokuphatheka kwabo.
Umkhankaso kaDonald Trump wabumba iqembu labansundu elimsekelayo eleBlack Americans for Trump ngomgqibelo ngesikhathi ezama ukufinyelela abansundu kwenye inkonzo yeMichigan.
It's a very important area for us. We've done more for, and I say this, I say it proudly.
Indawo ekhathekileyo kithi, sesenze okuningi, ngiyaziqhenya ngalokhu, ngoba sesithuthukise abansundu ukwedlula abakhokheli bonke babuya ngemva kwa-Abraham Lincoln. Ngumbiko omkhulu lowo.
Uthe abavoti abansundu balahlekelwa imisebenzi ngenxa yalabo athe ngabokuza abangekho emthethweni abayizigidi lezigidi.
Every state is a border state. You've heard that.
Isigaba sinye ngasinye silomngcele lakuzwa lokhu kodwa bayangena endaweni zenu njalo bathatha imisebenzi yenu kuphambanisa abansundu bemelika kanye lobuhlobo lwe-Spanish.
UTrump uthi izigaba zabansundu zilinyazwa ikwanda kobugebengu phansi kukaBiden.
The crime is most rampant right here and in African American communities, and more people see me and they say, "Sir, we want protection."
Udalo kwamacala kuvame kakhulu lapha lakwezinye izigaba zabansundu. Abanenxa ngihlangana lami bathi badinga ukuvikelwa. Sifuna amapolisa asivikele. Asifuna ukujontshelwa, ukutshaywa kumbe ukubulawa ngoba sifuna ukukhululeka ukuhamba emgwaqweni sisiyathenga isinkwa.
Imbiko yohlangothi lwe-FBI iveza ukuthi inani lamacala odlakela lehlile elizweni kugoqela emadolobheni amancane kanye lamakhulu. UBiden uthi abavoti abansundu yibo abenza wakhethwa kukhetho olwedluleyo njalo udinga usizo lwabo njalo.
As Black Americans voted, Kamala, our President and Vice President of the United States, because of you.
Ngenxa yokuvota kwabansundu beMelika, thina loKamala singumongameli lomsekeli kamongameli weMelika. Kungenxa yenu lokhu. Alisilo haba ngoba lavota. UDonald Trump ngowaye umongameli unqotshiweyo njalo ngevoti lenu. Kumnyaka ka-2024 sizakwenza ukuthi uDonald Trump anqotshwe njalo.
Kukhetho olwedluleyo abavoti abansundu abayisilinganiso sokuyisitshiyangalombili ekhulwini kuphela bakhetha uTrump. Ucwaningo lwePew Research Polling luthi umkhankaso walonyaka uveza ukuthi abavoti abansundu abayisilinganiso sokulitshumi lasitshiyangalombili ekhulwini 18% basekela uTrump, okulinani elilakho ukuletha umahluko ezigabeni ezingathathi cele ezigoqela iMichigan. Udaba lolu luqoqwe ngoScott Stearns, intatheli izindaba ye-VOA, lalwethulelwa yimi uDaba kaNcube oweStudio 7.
Kusigaba sabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe, namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Alphonse Fuyana odabuka eKezi osebenza kwele South Africa. Uxoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Ufuna lijaha nje elizikhulela emaphandleni, elithanda isiko, elithanda into zomdabu, elithanda abantu bakubo abesintwini esindebeleni, elithanda futhi ngathi ukukhuphula nje isizwe labo kuhlangene khona abantu bakithi, noma ngezemidlalo, noma ngezokuloba izingwalo, noma ngezokuzithuthukisa ezabelweni lami ngithola khona, kungakhathaleki ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe Kezi kumbe la engizalwa khona kumbe ngabe Plumtree kumbe ngabe ngaphi, sokube ngabantu bakithi befuna ingqubekela
singathi ke kuyini okwenzela uzulu wena ngokwakho sikubona ukuthi lapha abantu nyabazama lapha.
Esengikwenzile kakhulu ebantwini ukuthi ngibavuselele ugqozi lokuthanda isizwe sabo, ngibavuselele futhi ukuthi bangameli ukuthi uhulumeni kube nguye obasizayo, loba bekuphi komhlaba, loba bakhona apha eGoli South Africa, loba basekhaya le komthwakazi eZimbabwe, uthi ma ukuthi kunesikolo esakhiwayo abavuke bazenzele into yabo nala eGoli, futhi sibenzele abe nama-communities abangaphila ngaphansi kwawo, ukuthi noma sebenezinkinga bakwazi ukuthi hayi sizathinta uzibani lobani nathinta ubani lobani, sithole isisombululo kule enkingeni esilazo.
Nxa sisakela khonokho ke ukukhuluma ngakho ukuthi uyancedisa izakhamizi, uncedisa abantu, kuyini okubambekayo sile singathi lapha wakutshayisile kuzo
ekuvuseleleni isiko lakithi lapha eGoli? Sabandakanya kudala nabobaba uGumede la woba wunga kutho mabhena sihambela abantu futhi siyohlangana namakhosi esizwe sala eSouth Africa ekukhuluma ngabe ukuhlanganiswe sokuphakama inzondo yezinokubhika sihamba silamulela abantu singena emahostel sana nenduna eziphethona lawo amabutho abe evusa udlame emphakathini noma emalokishini okufana nakwedistrict siye siye futhi uma izinokubhika sivukile sibe futhi sihambe siyohlangana namakhosi omdabu akhona beSouth Africa ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi isizwe sakithi samaNdebele sino mo usitresa usiyemuva sadabuka khona apha sokuba lula ukuthi amakhosi lawo asizwisise mase sikhuluma ukuthi hayi phela lapha silahlekile kodwa nampa abantu abeni bayasitshaya bayasibhonya cela lisivikele siye langale ngakithi ekhaya kwathiwa amabholoko laphana esigabeni esingaphansi kwenduna ufuyana ingwemnyama kamzilikazi ufuyana ekwakhela amabholoko besigqugquzela izakhamizi ukuthi abantu abakhiphe izimali bekhona apha egoli kwakhiwa ibholoko laphana idamu lakwendabani kwakhiwa futhi amanye amabholoko ngaphesheya ngaphansi kwenduna unyanga zonke endaweni othiwa kusemalindi besibagqugquzela abantu laphana nekwakheni kwamaklinikhi khona ezamanyoni kwakho iklinikhi ngiyabagqugquzela abantu njalo kuzogujwa le damu lizogijwa kukhishwe imihlabathi so ngathi entweni nje ezengqubekela phambili nokuthi abantu bakithi babe nobumbano.
Lo mnumzana Alphonse Fuyana odabuka eKezi osebenza kwele South Africa obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseJohannesburg. Soko isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu lina balaleli be Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge WhatsApp.
Studio 7. Siyabingelela kubasakazi bonke labalaleli be Studio 7. Lo okhulumayo ngumandla uPostal Minister Lukhala. Mina bengicela nje ukudlulisa nje message yami ukuthi yefika lapha kupresident wakithi Mnangagwa ukuthi njengoba ubonile ukhetho leSouth Africa ukuthi luhambe njani besicela kuye nangokuzayo ukuthi uma kwenziwa ukhetho ehambise njengokuba uhambile la eSouth Africa asizange sibone thina lana kusiba nemikhuba njengasekhaya lapho sicela ukuthi ahloniphe amalungelo abantu alolu khetho elizabe selukhona sicela ukuthi abantu bevote ngokukhululekileyo.
Salibonani, injani, lonke ngezindawo ngezindawo okhulumayo nguCornelius okwancube enkaya esihlengeni uDambu Chabuza ogatsha kuphi umfana omfitshana omnyama okuhlala ngisendaweni yaseGoli ngapha. Kuthanda ukubingelela bonke abantu nje izihlobo zami umama wami ngiqala nje ngomama wami kakhulu umamsendo oluphahla ngiyambingelela mambano ngithi unjani lapha esihlengeni bingelela umntanami uminenhle umasidambe ulaphana enkayi bingelela uthandeka umachabuza laphana endaweni yasebhola euveli ngibingelele nje wonke umuntu nje ngiyazibingelela lonke ngifisela impilo ende ngithi asiqhubekeni sikhuleke konke kuzoze kube right.
Salibona Studio 7 ayayaya thina sesiluphalela eGoli kade sabuye eGoli sesilama 60 something years azilungizi nje ukuthi kuzingalungi lomnankagwa lowo noma uthaya ngathethi zosamthethisa thina sibili sifele eGoli sinokuhamba sehlala phansi emakhaya thina sesiyine ukuthi sisebenze ebalungwini kade sasebenza sikhathele umnankagwa lowo akalungisa ilizwe leli igaba lami nguDorothy Ndlela yimi engikhulumayo lapha.
Linjani balandeli beStudio 7 gama ayanda ngulozwe ngibuyelwa gweru ngikhuluma South Africa. Uhulumende wezanupief kakayenza iplan ngoba izifuyo yibhenki yethu eZimbabwe akula mabhenki sithembele ezifuyweni ngathi sinje siseSouth Africa zibuhlungu ngesigameko lesi esenzakalayo. Ngiyabonga
Studio 7 kuncedo salifuna kakhulu ngapha eZimbabwe la indlala isithali senzima le government yethu ayibusi kahle lapha siyalamba amakizulu alinanga. Sicela utshintsho kube notshintsho lapha kutshintshwe lapha kutholakale umuntu osesindebeleni kumbe osesikhalangeni ongabusile izwe lethu siyalamba lo mbuso wakhona noma sihamba uyesaba ukuthi kona ukhuluma ukuthi wona ngwayiphi iphathi sovuza ucatsha so igama ngu-John Mbisi.
Labo-ke ngabanye babalaleli be-Studio 7 besipha imbono yabo lani lakho kusithumela eyenu imbono kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Nxa njalo lifuna ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu nge-WhatsApp fakani isicelo kunombolo zona lezo ezithi 202 465 0318. Ku-Live Talk lamhla-ke sixoxa ngokugcotshwa kukamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa weSouth Africa. silugqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.